All right, Donald Trump is still trying his hardest to get Americans to focus on literally anything else besides the Epstein files. And this time, Donald Trump is considering a cash giveaway. That's right, we're making so much money as an economy. We're doing so well that we're just going to start handing out checks to people, I guess. Absurdity. They are throwing everything at the wall, everything possible to get people to not focus on Epstein because it's hurting him. It's hurting his poll numbers. We've talked a lot about how this issue for the MAGA base is so different. And he starts talking about Obama and treason and Hillary Clinton and the rigged election and auto pen. Now we're moving to cash giveaways. Everybody, please, God, just focus on anything but the Epstein files. We're going to talk about it today. Once again, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately, and truly, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, this Republican media sphere that is a lot of the reason we lost the 2024 election. And Adam and I on this channel are trying to uplift Gen Z voices, compete against that, not just compete, but beat it moving into 2026, 2028, and beyond. And if you want to be a part of this community and help support, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. All right, before I get into this story specifically, let's just do a gut check on the economy really quick and spending. Because we're saying, oh, we're making so much money as a country. You know, we got rid of all this out of control Biden spending, as they say, that we can just start giving money away. Well, obviously it's not true, right? Quick gut check. Obviously Donald Trump passed the big, beautiful bill, which did a lot, like, you know, take people, is going to end up taking roughly 10 million people off their health insurance, cut SNAP benefits, food benefits, extended these tax cuts, and it exploded a deficit, right? The CBO estimates that it will result in a net increase in the unified budget deficit totaling $3.4 trillion over the 2025 to 2034 period relative to CBO's January 2025 baseline, updated to reflect enacted legislation. That increase in the deficit is estimated to result from a decrease in direct spending of $1.1 trillion and a decrease in revenues of $4.5 trillion. So obviously the big, beautiful bill, by literally every estimate, including the CBO, is going to explode the deficit and the debt. There's no question. That's the whole point of the bill. We're just going to give these massive tax cuts, mostly to the top 10, 5, 1% of Americans, try to cut spending where we can by taking people off their health insurance and food benefits. And it's going to explode the deficit. Obviously, we've seen not only in Trump's first administration, did he spend more money, have more debt-related spending than Joe Biden, both COVID relief and non-COVID relief. But this term's the same way. Despite Donald Trump's promised cuts, the U.S. spent more than $200 billion in the first 100 days compared to Joe Biden's 100 days, this article from a little bit ago. So it's not like, you know, we've cut all this spending from something like DOGE. It's done practically nothing. And yet somehow Donald Trump claims he's just going to start giving away money because we're making so much money off of tariffs or something else, right? We see inflation continuing to rise. Inflation picks up again in June, rising at 2.7%, right? So what are we talking about here? Donald Trump can get in front of a camera and lie all he wants. Oh, we're making so much money. He's said multiple times in the last week, we've beat inflation. But these things are just objective lies. And the American public knows it. That's why consumer confidence is lowering. People's money starting to get tighter. The labor market's really struggling. If you know any recent college graduates, I have a lot of friends who just graduated college and they all have the same experience applying for 200 plus jobs and waiting. The labor market's very tight. U.S. businesses a little shaky. And so it's like, okay, that's the reality here. That's the gut check. And so we bring him back to actually what he said. President Donald Trump is considering sending rebate checks to Americans using revenue from higher tariffs as he seeks to move on from the firestorm surrounding Jeffrey Epstein. After declaring that people should, quote, really focus on how well the country is doing rather than his links to the deceased child sex trafficker, Trump floated the idea of cash relief while talking up his latest trade deals on Friday as I record this video. Quote, we're thinking about that actually. We have so much money coming in, we're thinking about a little rebate. No, you don't. That's just a lie. Quote, we have so much money coming in from tariffs that a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be nice. U.S. Treasury data shows that revenue from tariffs surpassed $100 billion for the first time this financial year, reflecting higher levels imposed by the Trump administration's policies. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on Tuesday that he expects the growth to continue, predicting that the U.S. government could collect $2.8 trillion in tariff revenue over the next 10 years. Okay, we'll see about that. Again, I'm still confused about what the point of these tariffs are. Like, we have all these tariffs. We're making money on making money. Obviously, those are U.S. businesses paying the tariff, passing the price on to consumers. That's why we see inflation continuing to rise. But I thought there's supposed to be 90 deals in 90 days, which we've seen less than like five. So aren't all the tariffs supposed to end up kind of zeroing out? Isn't that the whole point? We want better agreements with these countries. So if we make deals with all the countries, then there will be no tariff revenue. I don't understand. Nobody understands the economic plan here. It's absurd. And while the administration has floated the idea of a rebate before, Trump's comments come as he now seeks to recalibrate from the Epstein saga and turn the public focus to traditional GOP strong suit, just as the economy and immigration. And so that's the thing. You say, okay, well, Chris, Trump's lying about where the economy's at because he lies every single time he takes a breath. He says inflation's under control. The big, beautiful bill doesn't increase the deficit. We're going to just start giving out cash everywhere. Well, why is he doing it? Well, the Daily Beast said it pretty perfectly. He's doing it because he wants to get away from the Epstein issue. Because it is killing him. And again, this is, I will keep hammering this home because we cannot let it go. This is different from every other issue for Donald Trump. It just is. We've seen people break with Donald Trump for immigration or the economy, saying, oh, this isn't what I voted for. This isn't what I thought tariffs were. This isn't what I thought the immigration policy was going to be. And you see those people fall off. But this issue, the core of his base, is fighting amongst themselves, but also disagreeing with Trump in a way, frankly, we've never seen before. I've talked a lot about Philip Anderson, a three-time Trump voter who committed a felony on January 6th, broke into the Capitol, stormed the Capitol. He turned on Donald Trump, saying that this is my final straw. Now he spends all day raging on Twitter about how Donald Trump's a liar and a fraud. Why? Because the Epstein issue is so fundamental to the movement. Donald Trump's known as an outsider. He's known as the guy who says, I'm not like any of these other politicians. I'm not like Democrats. I'm not like Republicans. I will tell you what other politicians won't. I will destroy this deep state that's coming after me and ruining your life. The deep state that's ruined your life for 20 years in America. The government, the evil government. And the Epstein files are supposed to be a culmination of that, right? Here's the list of all the evil Hollywood elites or Democrats running the world, ruining your life, doing things with children. And he gets in office and he hasn't released them. So now you have to contend with the fact, a core piece of who Trump is. Maybe he's not an outsider. Has he been lying to us? Right. And so he wants to get away from this issue, especially as more proof comes out. Donald Trump's efforts to distance himself from Jeffrey Epstein are crumbling as new reporting offers compelling evidence of a birthday book containing messages to the sex offender. The president maintains that a letter he was reported to have written to Epstein for his 50th birthday is, quote, fake. But new photos and descriptions in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal on Thursday suggest the birthday book exists, adding to evidence that he wrote a note. Trump was on a contributor list for the 2003 book that included the names of dozens of Epstein acquaintances, according to reports in the two newspapers on Friday. And obviously, you've seen the disgusting birthday letter that Donald Trump wrote to Epstein. We continue to see, today's Friday, we saw Wednesday and Thursday, new photos released from CNN that they found of Donald Trump attending Jeffrey Epstein's, I believe, second wedding, Donald Trump attending these different weird private events with Jeffrey Epstein. We saw someone come out and said Donald Trump hung out with Epstein at Mar-a-Lago. He actually had a private exclusive event where the only person on the guest list was Jeffrey Epstein. And so he wants to get away with this. According to sources who spoke to the Journal, Epstein's accomplice and former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, sought help from a number of people, including assistants, to put together the album, referring to the birthday book. A handwritten letter from Maxwell that introduced the book was highlighted in the Times piece. The letter says, quote, the idea behind this book was simply to gather stories and old photographs to jog your memory about places, people, and different events. And here's the photo. So the birthday book exists. And again, he is trying everything. That's the whole point of the Obama treason. That's the whole point of this garbage about rebates that are never going to happen. He's not going to send checks to anybody. He's just desperately praying that people start focusing on that. That's a lot of the reason he won the election. They're like, oh, the economy, Trump's going to fix it. Now they're realizing he's not, which, whatever, I guess can't go back in time now. Shit. But, like, he's just praying that people will fall for this again. And, oh, I like Trump because he's going to send us money. No, he's not. There's no money to send. And inflation is rising. Don't send people money. Republicans are breaking with Trump over Epstein files, poll shows. This is from today. The president's avid followers have backed him through many controversies, many lies, frankly. But more than a third of Republicans disapprove of his handling of the files relating to Jeffrey Epstein. This was from the New York Times today. We saw CNN polling that showed something very, very similar. He is trying everything he can to get away from this issue. Indeed, the Epstein files have led to one of the most unified movements in recent political history. According to recent polling from CBS News and YouGov, nearly 90% of Americans, including 83% of Republicans, think the Department of Justice should release all the information it has regarding the case against Mr. Epstein, Republicans and Democrats alike. So do me a favor. Keep talking about this. Don't let Donald Trump talk about Obama and treason. We've made videos on that. We know it's garbage. It's complete trash. Don't let Donald Trump say, oh, we're going to give everybody money because the economy's so good. No. Keep coming back to this Epstein issue and hammer it. Absolutely hammer it. And it's the way in for a lot of Trump supporters to convince them, whether it's your friends and family or whoever, to say, well, you agree with me on Epstein. What else is he lying about? Is he lying about the economy? Is he lying about immigration? Is he lying about literally everything he ever says? Because he does lie about everything he ever says. But it's the way in to start breaking Trump supporters away from this movement. So keep hammering it home. I appreciate you watching this video. Truly, it means a lot. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. And if you haven't subscribed to this channel already, make sure you do so. Adam and I have a live show now, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. I would love to see you there. I appreciate you so much. You're the best. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you in the next video.